Welcome to the Bob Bloom Show with your host, Bob Bloom, a production of South LaSalle. Welcome to episode 10 of the Bob Bloom Show. Lambda, PHP runtimes, bootstrapping, APIs. Today is Thursday, December 1st, 2022. The Bob Bloom Show is my monthly commentary podcast devoted to PHP published on the first of the month. My main focus is pairing PHP with serverless platforms. I am doing a series of podcasts about building PHP runtimes for Lambda. Last month I talked about compiling PHP from source, which means we need to know something about PHP internals. If you've not compiled PHP from source before, like me, I recommend that you take the plunge so that you can create very customized PHP that best suits your Lambda's use case. This month, I want to talk about an interesting thing that I experienced in the bootstrap file. A runtime needs to include a file called bootstrap. B-O-O-T-S-T-R-A-P. There is no extension. In my opinion, the name of this file is a classic case of Amazon using an industry-specific term for something that is not industry-specific. I found a nice little article from 2006 titled Bootstrapping Your Linux Machine. The link is in the podcast episode's notes at bobbloomshow.com. Look up episode number 10. This article describes bootstrapping as starting up the computer from the moment you power on your machine until the system is ready to log you in. I know, bear with me here. I know you know this. I'm building to a punchline. Bootstrapping is a process of stages that the system undergoes while it is being booted. If any of these stages fail, then the system cannot start itself. The stages are power on self-test, BIOS, loading, kernel initialization, hardware config, etc., whatever, we all know. So what is the punchline here? Lambda's not a server. Two episodes ago, I talked about this in my Hater's Guide to PHP Serverless Part 2, serverless, literally. The way I see it, Amazon does not help our understanding of Lambda by using technical terminology that we associate with servers. Lambda is a compute service, not a server. The runtime's bootstrap file does not power up a server. It does nothing of the sort. At first, I thought that Lambda was like LightSail. That, in a way, you know, LightSail's for consumers, Lambda's for developers, you know, something like that. Something like a bunch of server stuff wrapped into a larger package to make things more convenient for developers. Just like LightSail's a bunch of different stuff wrapped into a package to make WordPress deployments on EC2 easier. Well, whatever. No, Lambda's nothing like that. It bears no relation to LightSail. I confess, I still have trouble making the leap that Lambda's not a server. It's so ingrained. Server is so ingrained. I just can't imagine that something could run on something else. For me, learning Lambda is like how I felt in grade 10 French class. I had a teacher who thought that the best way for us to learn French was to speak French and only French. His theory is that we would absorb French like a plant absorbs sunlight. As long as there was sunlight, the plant would absorb it. So it always had to be French so we could absorb French. Of course, the plan is designed to absorb sunlight. Me, on the other hand, am definitely not designed to absorb French. I do understand English, so I translated the French into English. I never understood French. What happened was that I was able to translate a bit of French into English and vice versa. I still think of Lambda in terms of a server. I have to catch myself. It does not help that server terminology makes up some of the Lambda lexicon in this vital file, and it's vital, which is called bootstrap. Well, should not be thought of in server terms. This is not a bootstrap file that somehow boots up Lambda. To keep going on this, we need another name for the file. I actually was using the word peanut butter. It just seemed like a glob. I don't know. How about Gizmo? The Gizmo file. I was actually considering calling it the barf file as a play on foobar, but that may have server connotations for some of you. Now, the purpose of playing around with this file is to get a sense of what this file really is. I have a ways to go still. But I want that sensory feel for what it really is, in the hopes that by getting such a feel for this file, I can get a breakthrough of looking at Lambda for what it is and not through a server prism. I play with this file, which is a centerpiece of a PHP runtime, to get a sense of what it really is. Well, then I can go back to the documentation and videos in the hopes that I can absorb what is being said. There was a wall of terminology that right now I find it's hard to get through. So if I get a sensory feel for this bootstrap file, then I can bypass this wall of terminology and really start to understand what things are. Now, what this file seems to be, in two words, it quarterbacks APIs. It sure looks like this file is all about APIs, but I know there's a little more to it. What this file seems to be, it's a quarterback of API calls. This is how it looks to me so far. I'm 95% sure, but I really think that's just overconfidence. So I have more to go. At least right now I have a first-hand working theory, unlike before, which gives me a reference point. This file resides inside Lambda's API. I'm sorry, Lambda's runtime API. Their runtime API looks like it is designed to execute a file called bootstrap when it receives a request. Hence, the necessity of having this file in a PHP runtime. It looks like Lambda's runtime API is called by internal Amazon services only, which fits the original conception of what Lambda should be, to run code that is triggered by other Amazon services. It sure looks like Lambda's runtime API is not directly called by the outside world. The outside world would make a request to Amazon's API gateway, which in turn makes a call to the Lambda runtime API, which in turn executes the gizmo file, which in turn does what? The gizmo file does what? Well, makes an API call to your Lambda function. The gizmo file sends a request to your Lambda. Then your Lambda sends its response to the gizmo file. Then that response is passed back to whatever internal Amazon service called it. When I took a good look at the sample gizmo files that AWS published in their one-off blog post and GitHub repos, I could not fathom why this file would need Guzzle. Well, maybe this file is not part of Lambda itself. Rather, it's part of the runtime API, which is separate from the actual Lambda. So this file is just an API manager kind of thing. I'm not really so sure. I tried something that really should not work. I was able to require a PHP file that resides in my Lambda function, and I was able to require that PHP file in my gizmo file. Then, if that was not incredible already, I successfully ran that PHP file right from the gizmo file. That PHP file returned hello world. I'm not the handler, which was in turn sent back to whomever called it, which I guess at the time was the Lambda console. I am shocked that the Lambda's folder and file structure is available to the gizmo file so that you can require a file that's in your Lambda. I thought the gizmo file resided in Lambda's runtime API. I thought the runtime API was a separate and distinct thing. I think the answer is I really don't understand what is happening. I'm just understanding that I don't understand, as opposed to I just have no clue. Even though my gizmo file did not talk to a handler file, I still needed a handler file. Lambda halted when I did not specify a handler file. Well, I specified a handler file and had nothing in it. It was empty. So this is turning into quite the rabbit hole, but I feel like I'm really starting to get an understanding of Lambda. Getting real confusion now. But it's going to lead to some real understanding. And I plan on doing plenty of messing around in December. We'll talk about this in my next episode. Thank you for listening to the 10th episode of my Bob Bloom Show, Lambda PHP Runtimes, Bootstrapping APIs. My next podcast episode is scheduled for New Year's Day 2023. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.